ऑल राइट भाव, तो काफी मेथड मेथड प्रोडक्शन डिजाइन फॉर द टाइटल ऑफ टुडेज एपिसोड, राइट? नोबडी विल बी एबल टू फिगर दैट वी आर डूइंग एन एपिसोड ऑन डांस बार्स. जवानी से अब जंग
एक
होने
आदमी, एक यू नीड वन अंकल विद हिज शर्ट हाफ टक्ड आउट, जस्ट गिव लाइक थ्रोइंग नोट्स बिहाइंड कौतुक. देख ये वीडियो
लगी.
मिलता है क्या? देखो
फॉर ऑल द स्पॉटिफाई एंड एपल पॉडकास्ट लिसनर्स, यू हैव टू कम ऑन टू यूट्यूब एंड सी इन वीडियो व्हाट वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट. बट यू थिंक पीपल गेस द टॉपिक ऑफ दिस एपिसोड बाय योर लाइटिंग, कौतुक.
Yeah, the fact that I've been abducted and the inside of a alien spacecraft.
क्या
Yes.
तूने गलती से अपने लैपटॉप पे ओम 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 दबा दिया? क्या ये हुआ है तेरे साथ?
That is my favorite Bollywood alien movie of all time, for sure.
ऑल टाइम सवाल
But
सवाल. ऑल्सो गाइस, सॉरी टू इन्फॉर्म यू, बट बाबा इज नॉट देयर बिकॉज ही हैज बीन अबडक्टेड बाय एलियंस.
एलियंस,
एलियंस, ओके.
आई
तो
थिंक पूरा
लेट्स
एपिसोड ऐसा बाल
बिगिन.
खड़ा करके ऐसा
हाँ,
रहना चाहिए मुझे.
अपना आग बड़ा कर दे, ऐसे उंगली लेके, नेक पतली हो जाएगी, ग्रीन कलर का बन जा. अरे
एलियंस.
वाह, अरे तू वही लग रहा है, जॉर्जियो सुकलोस लग रहा है तू. ब्रो गाइस प्लीज स्क्रीनशॉट दिस एंड एंड मी मादर एज जॉर्जियो सुकलोस फ्रॉम एंशिएंट एलियंस. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Internet Said So, a show we take random incident, weird absurd facts, and trivia personal stories, and we talk about it. And today's topic is my favorite topic because I love talking about this, and I've recently converted a few of my friends into believers.
एलियंस.
कि कोई
ओ
तो है
अच्छा.
कंफर्म, मैं गवर्नमेंट की झूठी बातें नहीं सुनने वाला. एंड बाय गवर्नमेंट आई मीन यूएस गवर्नमेंट, क्योंकि अपने गवर्नमेंट कभी एलियंस के बारे में बात किए ही नहीं आज तक,
अरे बिकॉज एलियंस
एटलीस्ट
आर नॉट
नॉट इन द
इंटरेस्टेड
रियल
इन
सेंस
इंडिया.
ऑफ द वर्ड.
एलियंस आर नेवर इंटरेस्टेड इन इंडिया. आते
Oh,
नहीं है पब्लिक.
you'd be mistaken, other.
या बिकॉज देयर सेंट
आई नो
प्लेसेस वेयर एलियंस हैव
आई've been
विजिटेड
रीडिंग इट अप.
इंडिया.
या
नो, बट आई've ऑलवेज फाउंड एलियंस एज अ थिंग वेरी फैसिनेटिंग, राइट? देयर इज समथिंग अबाउट द अननोन. यू नो व्हेन यू दिस आर सेइंग, राइट, इन द एब्सेंस ऑफ इंफॉर्मेशन पीपल मेक अप देयर ओन इंफॉर्मेशन, राइट? सो आई डू फील दैट लाइक दिस कॉन्स्टेंट थिंग ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट टू हाइड इट ऑब्वियसली लीड्स टू अ लॉट मोर इंटरेस्ट, लॉट मोर लाइक थियोरीज, सम एब्सोल्यूटली लाइक अनफाउंडेड एंड एक्सट्रीम लेफ्ट फील्ड एंड
यस यस
ग्रेट
यस
ग्रेट राइटिंग इन टर्म्स ऑफ फिक्शन.
100%.
बट
ऑल्सो बाय द वे,
इन दैट होल थिंग यू फील दैट द एक्चुअल थिंग्स दैट पीपल मे हैव गॉन थ्रू, राइट, वेयर सम पीपल बिलीव दैट दे हैव बीन अबडक्टेड बाय एलियंस, सम पीपल स्वेयर टू एनीथिंग दैट देव सीन एलियंस, इन लोगों का रियल स्टोरी भी दब जाता है.
आई मीन द क्वेश्चन इज दैट ना, कि क्या ये रियल स्टोरी है?
या
सो द एंड बाय द वे ठाकुर, आई एम सरप्राइज यू डिडंट स्टार्ट बाय सेइंग कि तो गाइस आज टॉपिक है एलियंस, और प्लीज बताइए 90s का
फेवरेट
आपका फेवरेट एलियन अबडक्शन कौन
एलियन.
सा था. नो बट बट यू आर 100% राइट, लाइक कि द फैक्ट कि देर आर यू नो द थिंग दैट यू वर टॉकिंग अबाउट, दैट गवर्नमेंट्स आर दे सप्रेसिंग दिस इन्फॉर्मेशन. एंड लुक, आई डोंट नो, दे माइट बी, बट आई ऑलवेज फील दैट you know, in every other part of life, technology, innovation, progress, every other part of those departments, countries are fighting each other to get on top of each other, to be the first to do whatever. First people on the moon, first people in space,
moon.
First people to do this, first people to do that. Why would a country not want to be the first country to say that, hey, we were the chosen ones, we found aliens, they came to us, hum log se baat kiya, ye bola, wo bola. Like, they would
because then it would
want to
lead
do that.
to like mass hysteria and people thinking that, oh shit, aliens aa gaye, abhi apne ko invade karenge. Let's, you know how during COVID, like the fact that the places were going to be shut, you had to be indoors, you saw that mad rush that people went into, right? Because hey, let me hold shit and keep it because I don't know when I'll be. You think a government comes out and says, yes guys, there are aliens, and everything from Roswell to whatever has been photographed, by the way, this morning before we sat for this podcast. Adar has sent us something March. That is 10 hours old.
Dude, so okay, yeah, so Jeremy Corbell, who was with Bob Lazar on the Joe Rogan podcast. So Jeremy Corbell has gone like on a crazy, like a great rant with, on the Russell Brand podcast. And that's the one I shared with these guys. And he's basically stating that we live in an era of excessive information, but there is an extreme lack of information. You do not, the amount of, like, you've got data, but you don't have data.
Mm.
Like, you don't have relevant data. And the fear that, and the thing is, one of the reasons why they might be hiding this information is that Bob Lazar was actually working on a spacecraft and he was looking at reverse engineering technology. It was like, if that gets out, that means this one, if they can somehow harness it, they want to be able to harness it before they let out the information. Because wo log ne nikala information. So
they want
to
harness what? They want to harness technology.
Yeah. If they can harness that, imagine this, okay, this is this spacecraft you found, which can basically work. It's using anti-gravity. Fucking aise kuch bhi jata hai. If they can somehow harness that shit, imagine the space-time doesn't remain restricted to Newtonian laws. There, it's
yeah,
like,
but the sad part is that Indigo will still be called Indigo 6E. With the, what is that pun? Sorry, but like, fuck that.
Sexy, no, hai na? Sexy.
Sexy hai, wohi to hai. Sexy hai, lekin log 6E likhte hai. Anyway, no, but
by the way,
you know how you mentioned these guys, there's two other people that I want to actually mention. Mm. One is Randall Carson and the other guy is Graham Hancock. Okay. So Graham Hancock, especially over the last, I don't know, 10 years, he used to be a journalist. Okay. And he's then gone into this entire fucking black hole, wormhole of, hey, you know, humanity predates what we have been told. Like, apne liye kya hai? 6,500 saal pehle hum aaye, fir hum hunter gatherer, aur fir humne pyramid bana liya, ye wo wo. But many years ago they found the ruins of Gobekli Tepe karke ek jagah hai, which is,
where is this?
Southern Turkey.
Yeah.
Okay, so a bunch of archaeologists went, started chalu karke digging, digging, ye wo wo, and they have seen like the remnants of a structure that huge, so well aligned towards, you know, astronomical things and all of that. So, and the biggest thing is that when they dated the rocks, it was shown to be over 12,000 years old. Or yehi reaction sab public ka hota
hai. I love these ones.
Bro, I'm a sucker for this shit. Main aise raat ko pade rehke na ancient 19 season dekh chuka hu main.
Conspiracy. Yeah.
Aur main maan gaya un logo ki aadhi baat hai, theek hai. Obviously a lot of things that they talk about is just rubbish. Like, oh, Mars pe ek face dikhai de raha hai.
Oh, one second. Actual abduction ho gaya hai, dude.
Kya ho gaya bhai? Are
yaar.
Actually, हम लोग अगर aliens को कभी ये किया ना तो we should harness internet for other. कि भाई तुम
other alien से मिलेगा ना तो other बोलेगा, hey, have you heard of this Bluetooth mic? Does your advanced civilization?
वो उसको देख के बोले चूतिए, हम लोग telepathically communicate कर रहे हैं किधर से, क्या mic दिखा रहा है, क्या किधर गया?
हाँ, aliens. Aliens.
Sorry.
Anyway, so what I was talking about, Gobekli Tepe and stuff like that. So, Graham Hancock has gone into not just this site, but the Cholula something pyramid in Mexico. You have the Gudang Padang in, I don't know if it's Indonesia or one of the Southeast Asian countries. I forget where exactly. I think Indonesia only. And you have structures there. Malta may be hai, right? It's called Gigantia. These are all structures that it seems absolutely impossible for a tribe of hunter-gatherers with no known tools, technology, nothing. In log gaay bhais animal husbandry kar rahe hai, jaake khargosh ko adhikar nahi, khargosh ko mara, jo bhi kha liya, un log ye kar rahe. Un log ke paas ye sab kahan se aaya? So they are fully challenging the current archaeological evidence that has been given out by the society that no, humanity is 6,500 years old. They are arguing for the fact that it's more, and you had help from external beings, you know, like it's been there in every culture, bro. Every culture has a flood myth. Every culture has stories about, you know, chariots descending from the skies and helping us. The Anunnaki, for example, every culture has it. So, you know, what almost sounds like, oh, wow, it's a great story and all of that. I think with every passing time, with obviously evidence that is analyzed properly, I feel ki thoda to hai yaar kuch. Ki the.
So, you know,
you think it was one guy who was like, hey, tum log sab log jao aur sab log same story batao. Like five guys who decided to play a prank. And then like, let's go in five different directions. And we have the exact same story.
Right, but you are also backing it up with seeing structures, right? You're seeing stones and you're dating them. They're showing 12,000 years old. So there is also evidence to support it. They so never say aliens ne kiya. They are challenging the current. This by archaeologists that nahi 6,500 saal pehle hi hua tha. Ye bol rahe hain nahi pehle bhi hua tha. Jaise bhi unhone kiya help kiya. And there's always like a massive cataclysm that happens. And then sort of humanity starts.
So what you're also suggesting is that it's not just alien. It could be other ancienter civilization that was existing, or there was some knowledge that got lost.
Yeah.
So 100% that we have no idea about, because now what's happening is a lot of, and I've been reading up a lot of when they're like really figuring out stuff, which is trying to break, like if you're looking at the Big Bang, laws of physics breakdown. If you look at a singularity, laws of physics breakdown. So all our traditional laws are breaking down to a certain degree. So say now we are taking inspiration from other older philosophies and then getting it. Like even Oppenheimer used to quote the Bhagavad Gita. He used to, like, they are taking inspiration from philosophy, and there is a good chance that people who came before, there were civilizations that had some grip of what was happening, some level of philosophy that
it came to
we
them
are not
from
able to comprehend.
Aliens from outer space. Many stories also say that these aliens came mated with humans that existed at that time, and now that you have a hybrid species. I believe that also.
Hey, so by the way, one other counter view to this, okay? So I do not know enough of any of these things, but I really, like, I understand this point of view. So one is that people say ki there is aliens, they came because like all this evidence is here and therefore aliens, right? Another batch of people are saying, hey, that's meaning to attribute the achievements of a culture to aliens seems a little racist.
No, but like, think
about this. Sakta yaar, wo log bhi.
अभी लेकर
करने देना उनको
नहीं, ये लोग तो नहीं कर पाएंगे, ये लोग से
उन लोग के पास सामान नहीं था,
ये लोग ड्रेनेज के बारे में सोच लेंगे.
अभी एलियंस ने ड्रेनेज नहीं दिया.
नहीं, I mean,
I'm pretty sure aliens give drainage also. They are like, guys, you can't be shitting on yourself.
No, it's like the underlying message is ki, see, we went to this place and baki ka culture thoda aisa tha aur ye log ne aisa bana diya, to ye log to nahi bana sakte.
But if you look at pyramids, there's no logical way. Like, it's like, how? That's where the problem arises.
Then they also try and show you modern scientists and all of that. They're like, oh, because it's massive stones dragged from miles away, right? And they show different techniques in which oh, tu uspe aisa kya, tu isse usko slide karke, tu ye karke upar leke ja sakta hai. Nahin. Lot of people are saying ki wo, they were able to harness sound, power of sonic energy that's able to move stones. मैं बोला कितना टाइम बैठ के तू उधर जा रहा होगा कि तेरे को इतने सारे, और एक नहीं था मेरे में, तीन, अब सिर्फ तीन उधर नहीं. At that point of time, across the world, you see these pyramid structures just keep showing up, you know? And like they used to always say that, oh, wait, the pyramid is actually the resting place of the pharaoh, and is that they didn't find any pharaoh.
Oh, yeah, none of the main great pyramids have a dead body
inside.
₹10
का इतना बड़ा स्टोन क्यों रखा, उसको तोड़ेंगे कैसे तेरे रबर बॉल से.
नो
बट इट इज यू नो, अंटिल if you actually get like solid evidence, it's always going to be hearsay. You're always going to have people laugh, and that, which is what most governments have been most successful in doing. They're able to just change the narrative and conversation to making you sound like a cuckoo, that oh, look at this guy, he aise baithke baat karta rehta, making it funny so that after a point people don't take it seriously at all. While they, if they are actually hiding, they can continue to hide. My thing is that over the last 100 years, सब लोग यही बोल रहे कि हम लोग को फ्लाइंग सॉसर दिख रहा है, मैंने ऐसे ये देखा, वो एक ओवल शेप था, ये था. चल, यू कैन एट्रीब्यूट सम ऑफ इट टू मे बी मास साइकोसिस एट वन पॉइंट, वेयर पीपल आर गोइंग एस्पेशली लाइक 40s एंड 50s, राइट अराउंड द टाइम ऑफ न्यूक्लियर टेस्टिंग इज व्हेन द साइटिंग्स वेंट अप. सो दे वुड से दैट, ओ दीस आर ऑल लाइक स्पेशल एयरक्राफ्ट एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट.
सो ठाकुर,
दीस वर डूइंग,
हियर्स अ फन दिस थिंग अबाउट दैट. ओके, सो इन द 1950s एंड 60s, okay, this is, it's factually, it's been put out there that the CIA admitted to spreading fake evidence of UFO sightings in the 50s and 60s to provide cover for test flights that they were doing of the U-2 and other stealth aircrafts.
Correct.
So there is like, and the thing is that when you look at it broadly, right, you say that's true, that everywhere across the world, people have been citing the same things, the same kind of alien, same kind of spaceship, all of that same. Dazzling lights, this, that, and the other. But if you look into the particulars of it, right, you can see where the origin is and how that information is spread, much like any other type of information. So all myths and stuff, right? Like, how do you see the similar myths across countries which were not connected over time, right? So in the sense that information spreads very much the same way, broadly it looks same. Particularly, you'll see, oh, there are very clear paths. So, I mean, my point is, I would like to see alien.
I'm a believer. I want to see them in our lifetime, bro.
But I don't think we've seen it so far, is where I stand.
No, you know, so taking what you said, you have America spreading misinformation primarily to provide cover for the B-2 stealth bomber and the other different kind of aircrafts that they were doing. Same thing even with the Nazis. There are rumors of Nazis having a UFO base.
Yes. In Antarctica.
क्या बोल रहे हैं?
टाइप के चीजें ट्राई कर.
या या या.
बता बता.
So Antarctica. Yeah. Okay.
Which for people at that time would feel almost alien-like, right? Because here they are seeing suddenly something which is not the shape of a plane that you somewhat know, right? उसका aerodynamics सब change करके अभी वो थोड़ा ऐसा उड़ रहा है. Different kind of propulsion techniques or, you know, different whatever. But for what you were at that time, you would look at it and be like, bro, this is an alien spacecraft, right? Just like somebody in 1600, agar tu usko phone de diya, to wo dekh ke bole, bhai, hardcore alien ne kiya hai. That jo apne liye bhi itna normal hai.
Yeah.
So I feel there is that, but France in 1954, In a short span of time, had close to 300 sightings. Okay. Adir, it's coming to your point only. That's why I just took this. Okay. It's 300 sightings where people are like, kya ho raha? Everybody's sort of saying the same thing, same glowing orbs moving in this direction, that direction. So a bunch of researchers did this one thing that they called orthethny is basically what they were doing is they started plotting the flight path of all the sightings that were there, and they found that they all had this one similar straight line flowing pattern. There was a researcher in France who had published a study also of doing this. Then they started mapping rest of the world mein kaise kya ho raha tha, and it literally ended up seeming like a grid in which they travel. And the reason they do that is because they are using the earth as a means to harness the magnetic field, and you know, the not a science major, so excuse the this, but they are harnessing power from the magnetic.
धरती की शक्तियाँ.
धरती की शक्ति.
धरती की शक्ति.
वो लेके जा रहे तो aliens die नहीं. Aliens. मैग्नेटिक फील्ड इधर स्ट्रॉन्ग है, उधर से कुछ पावर हार्नेस कर रहे हैं. सो व्हेन यू हैव बोथ ऑन द पोल्स, यू हैव नॉर्थ पोल एंड साउथ पोल, एंड विद द अर्थ मूविंग देयर आर डिफरेंट पॉइंट्स, अबाउट 12 पॉइंट्स. आई विल पुट अ लिंक देयर, आई वोंट, बट आई विल टेल यू देयर पॉइंट्स वेयर दे हैव फाउंड दैट देयर इज मैक्सिमम कॉन्सेंट्रेशन ऑफ सेड एनर्जी, लाइक बिकॉज अर्थ इज सपोज टू बी लाइक अ जायंट बैटरी एमिनेटिंग पावर.
वाओ,
हार्नेस इट.
I love
you
this.
You can watch me on season 17, episode 4 of Ancient Aliens.
Bro, we are
So,
we
so,
are
so the, there's a guy, because we're talking about magnetism, there's a wonderful channel called ASAP Science or Veritas Serum. I think one of them did this experiment where he was actually showing, like, if you were to pull a wire and have the button here and a bulb on the wire goes all around to the moon and back, or all around the earth and comes to the bulb. So bulb tere samne hai, but the wire for the bulb, tera button yahan pe, and goes all around the world and comes back to the bulb. If you switch the button on, how now considering speed of light, it takes 8 minutes for light to get to the earth from the sun, 7.5 minutes or something, 7 minutes, 50 seconds. So considering speed of light is the fastest thing ever that can travel through the universe. When you press that button, that the wire that goes all around the earth, how long will it take for the light bulb to light up?
How long?
It's instantaneous, because your concept of electricity is not what we think. Electricity is not flowing. It's always there. It's the electrons that are passing the charge. And magnetism works very differently, because magnetism is working beyond what it is. So he explains the electric grids so beautifully.
Other,
but
I was laughing because you know, when you said ki take the bulb and then put the wiring all across the world, it sounded exactly like something my contractor said. Sir, ye jo line
hai aisa lage aisa are lekin wo wire dikhega nahi sir uske liye wo plastic cover hai na wo plastic cover kitne ka hai 600 rupees square foot
sir 3 million square foot ka mereko wire chahiye sir wo aise pura ghumaunga aisa north america aisa sab leke sir instantaneously chalega
contractor in india will say ha sir ho jayega
ho jayega
तो उसको देखा
अरे पूरा दुनिया में घुमा के ला देगा अटलांटिक ओशन के नीचे से लेगा हाँ हो जाएगा सर हो जाएगा कितना लगेगा सर 2000 रुपए
लगेगा लाइटिंग करने के लिए मेरे को टाइम नहीं है हाँ सर अटलांटिक ओशन में से तो निकाले लूंगा कोई टेंशन नहीं चल प्रमोद चलो हाँ सर
मारियाना ट्रेन से एक होल करेंगे ठीक है उधर से एक निकालेंगे
उधर उसको जेम्स कैमरन दिख रहा अपने सबमरीन में ओके एनी पॉइंट वाज कि अर्थ पे अलग अलग जगह है जहां से बहुत स्ट्रॉन्ग मैग्नेटिक फील्ड है और वहां से उन लोग पावर हार्नेस कर रहे हैं अपने फ्लाइंग सॉसर्स दैट वाज द
वी बीन हां सो दैट्स द आईडिया राइट बिकॉज़ यू आर थिंकिंग ऑफ वी बीन हार्नेसिंग ग्रेविटी टू स्लिंगशॉट अ लॉट ऑफ ऑब्जेक्ट्स सो व्हेन एवरी टाइम दे लाइक इवन वी डू लाइक अ मून फ्लाई बाय और इफ वी डू लाइक एक्सटेंडेड फ्लाइट्स अक्रॉस जो सोलर सिस्टम के एंड में गया है सो इट स्लिंगशॉट्स अराउंड a lot of planets to get even more force from the gravity.
Hey, other wo Antarctica ka pata na, Nazi base. Haan.
So, there have been a lot of, first of all, in World War II, a lot of the Allied forces had witnessed, because Nazis were experimenting, they were doing insane experiments. Okay, they were using rocket shaped ships, they were weird looking aircraft was being experimented upon. What was the term that the Allied forces used for those? It wasn't UFO. It was something else. They used a term.
Yeah.
For the planes.
Oh, Nazis used it?
No, the Allied forces used it for these UFOs that they saw, these anomalous aerial aircraft that they saw, which they attributed. It's attributed to Nazis. They are not Bosses. Absolutely sure. No, it's a very famous band.
You too.
Rammstein.
Foo Fighters. They would call them Foo Fighters.
Oh.
Nice. Huh.
So they would call them Foo Fighters. And so the thing is, they were very scared about that aspect. And now the thing is, like, they've started noticing there are certain abandoned military institutes in Antarctica, which is a massive conspiracy theory about the German UFO, where they have somehow managed to get... they're called German UFO craft such as Rundfunkels. Rundfunkels. R-U-N-D Flugensens.
Other, do we have to bleep any of this?
No.
Go back to the first one. Lund what?
Rundfunkels. And Fluterball. Discus. And Hanne Hauna Blue. And Hundeberg Grat.
Why are you sounding Japanese?
I don't know why this is happening. But yeah, so these are not to be confused with the anti-aircraft gun of the same name. Andromeda Garat Flugrishkens. I just found a shit ton of information on this. But a lot of them have been featured in like video games. All these conspiracy theories come to light when you're writing fiction. That Germany claimed the territory of New Swabia in Antarctica and sent an expedition there in 1938. And they had planned multiple others. But then 1938 mein kuch problem ho gaya tha. I don't know if you know. Kuch problem chalo ho gaya tha for Germany. 1939 mein, before they could send more expeditions, Germany landed into some issues. And so they used that in Captain America as well. When they were showing Hydra, it was all in the snow in Antarctica. So they're doing this extreme research, and that was their Hydra. That's where the comics kind of took all that.
Did they find aliens and stuff like that, or was this just for war efforts?
No, they were definitely all war efforts, and people are still scared. So there's this thing called the Houghton Flying Wing Craft, which is an experimental circular wing craft. And so they conducted these kind of research into advanced propulsion technology.
Saying, because at that point in time, every country was trying to outdo the other and trying to make the most amazing looking. Like if you look at the B-2 stealth bomber, it looks insane. It doesn't look like a normal 747 or anything, right? So at that point of time, as people living then, to see this very weird looking thing can in your head be attributed to
which is like why I like the term UFO, right? The like now
abhi change ho gaya la,
yeah, change ho gaya.
What is it now?
UFO nahi hai abhi, wo UAP hai. Unidentified aerial phenomena.
Nice.
Look, kyun mehnat kar rahe aliens bolna chupchap, easy hai.
No, I think it was literally for that reason that when they used to write up a report saying we sighted a UFO, people would laugh and they'd be like, "Kya chalna aage bad."
So they were like, "It's like a weird looking Chinese balloon. Oh, it's an alien. No, it's not an alien."
Yeah, just for reports to be taken seriously, you had to change that whole kooky term. So
yeah, but now I think they'll still be confused because even if you're working with NASA or the CIA for that long, suddenly you're saying that this is not. अभी इसको चेंज कर UAP
so,
UAP अरे UFO okay.
So apparently all these videos that we are seeing of these aircraft, अभी suddenly US Pentagon has released all these videos. So apparently what they're doing is because there's a lot of spy tech that is happening and a lot of pilots in the air are afraid of reporting something because then people will think they're crazy and then they'll lose their job. So they're showing them these videos to encourage them to report these unidentified flying objects.
Bro, COVID के time पे तो they used it as a distraction.
Yeah.
Alien video देख, सब public वाले 3 दिन के लिए भूल गए COVID है, खातिर वैसे देख रहे हैं, अरे wow, सब देखे, मजा आ रहा है मेरे को देखने के लिए. And you know, you can almost hear the audio from the drone pilot or the people tracking it. Oh my God, look at that, and that thing is just fucking. पानी इधर है, इधर इतने ऐसे उड़ रहा है, और zoom fast जा रहा है. मैं बोला यार ये तो UFO है, क्योंकि अगर ये genuinely कोई country के पास है.
Or it's my driver who took me to Delhi airport day before yesterday. Dude, I don't know how they drive their cars like this. It is insane. Ye aise kaun chadata hai gaadi highway pe at 80? Matlab agar isne brake mala, tu uske windshield mein hai tu. I don't understand how. Haan, dude, it's insane.
But you know, like whether there are aliens or not, we've been trying to communicate with aliens for the longest time, right? Yeah. And only Rakesh Roshan was successful in doing so, right? With a compact Presario 486. Because if aliens need technology, that's the one. Anyway, no, the reason I'm saying it, because you have that massive audio telescope that goes SETI, right? Search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Un log kar rahe hai, Peru mein un log ka, ya kidhar Bolivia mein, Colombia mein, kidhar un log ka bada hai. They keep getting random like hums, you know, which they try and decode and say, oh, it's messages. Or how like they claim that Nikola Tesla had received a communication from aliens, Falana Dimka. But what a lot of people aren't aware of is that there was also an attempt made to communicate with aliens through psychics. Okay, so in the 60s or the 70s, there was this guy, his name was Ingo Swann. And like many people, he claimed to be psychic. Which again, as something when somebody tells you, you're like, "Arey, nahi yaar, tu process of elimination chal raha hai, tu ye kar raha hai, chutiya bana raha hai, ye." But he was gaining a lot of fame, right? So one of the, I think it was a show host who called him on the show, and he kept three boxes, right, inside which they had like different things, and he had to guess what was inside what. So, you know, he says, inside box A, there is nothing. And he's like, ha-ha, got you. There is, in fact, something in box A. He's like, no, there is. I can't see it because the bulb inside is broken. So, ye jaake khola aur andar bulb phata hua hai. So, then public, oh, fuck, this guy might actually be the thing. Right, so he started doing a lot of these road shows.
So Thakur, one second. So if he was in your house, और तूने दरवाजा बंद किया रूम का, पर तेरा बल्ब ऑन है, तो उसको दिख रहा है एक्सरे फुल.
हाँ.
कि तू कपड़े बदल रहा है.
क्या मालूम कैसे?
Thakur ने लाइट ऑफ किया.
अंधेरा था. Like you know, it's basically him sort of astrally projecting your consciousness to another part without physically moving to said place. Right. Anyway, so he started getting a lot of fame. And he was at this one conference or something where like this tall guy, blonde hair, you know, very like, if I had to tell you, describe a CIA or one of the black government agencies, kaun sa ho sakta hai? One of those guys, right? Walks up to him, doesn't talk, gives him a note. He's like, sorry to talk to you like this, but you need to come with us right now for your own safety. So he just looks up, he's like, what the hell? He's like, एक और नोट है, देयर इज अ कार वेटिंग फॉर अस, प्लीज डोंट आस्क क्वेश्चन, एवरीथिंग विल बी एक्सप्लेन टू यू देयर. ही फॉलोज, गोस, सिट्स इन द कार. देयर इज अनदर आइडेंटिकल लुकिंग गाय टू द गाय हू केम टू गेट हिम,
लाइक अ ट्विन.
या ही कॉल्ड देम द ट्विन्स. ओके, ही कॉल्ड देम द ट्विन्स. इन लोग सब लोग बैठे और इन लोग को एक और कार्ड दिया. इन लोग कोई टाइम पे बात नहीं कर रहे, सॉरी टू कम्युनिकेट विद यू लाइक दिस, बट वी वॉन्ट टू मेक श्योर यू डोंट हैव एनी रिकॉर्डिंग डिवाइसेज और एनीथिंग. और to pura, this has to be completely clandestine. Then they take them to this guy who's known as Mr. Axelrod. Okay, and Axelrod usse baith ke baat kar raha hai aur usko bol raha hai ki, you know, we've been hearing a lot about you, aur tu ye hai aur tu wo hai aur tu aisa kar raha hai waisa kar raha hai, we need you to be a part of a special project, here are the conditions, for the next 10 20 years something, you're not allowed to talk to anybody about it, this never happened sort of a situation. So he's like, you are you willing to come on board? And ye excited, haan theek hai ho jish. To usne bola on, usne letter nahi diya, matlab usne bola on, ho jish. To usko ye dal ke, mask was dal ke, ek helicopter mein leke, koi to jagah pe leke gaye hai. He doesn't know. He's gone to the thing and he's like, okay, so what we are trying to do is we are trying to figure presence of whatever on other planets or other bodies in space, and they are most keen about about the moon, because you only see one side, right? You don't see the dark side of the moon, and whatever NASA has,
because his bulb toota hai,
bulb uska bulb toot gaya.
And NASA has pictures and stuff, but they only give you a little bit of it out. Right, but for the longest time, there has been stuff like, are there alien bases on the moon and all of that. A lot of them have been debunked where they found pictures of the moon, but this is earlier, 70s, 80s. So this guy then eventually goes there and there he's told that they are trying to see if there is anything on the dark side of the moon. So he sits there, pura apna consciousness ko jo bhi hai, wo,
say him,
alabim karke, gaya, abhi bhai ja rahe, dark side of the moon, right? He, soon as he feels his own presence, that he's like, wait, I can see something that has been constructed, right? So he's like, okay, walk towards it. So he's walking because his eyes are shut, consciousness is there. Walking towards it, there's a full structure or whatever under halka bulga light.
Torch hai kya uske paas?
Nahi nahi, abhi usko dikhai de raha sab.
Acha.
Wo jo in jagah tha udhar light tha. Anyway, this guy goes. And he's able to see through a window where he sees what he describes as, you know, like green beings or emanating some sort of green light, right? Or un log udhar baith ke kuch to kar rahe hai. I don't remember kya kar rahe the. And he is narrating this as they speak. And then suddenly while he is doing it, one of the green beings that he has seen turns around. And looks at him, which is obviously when I don't know if you guys have ever projected your consciousness elsewhere, thinking that nobody will find out. And then whatever that thing is has turned around. So clearly they know.
So the thing can look in the astral dimension along with the other dimensions that it's part of.
This is like Bran Stark. Bran Stark sleepwalking.
Yeah, walking.
Yeah, that's what it is. Correct.
Usme bhi usne jo hazar cheeze dale, that's all of this only, right? Like anyway, so he suddenly sort of snaps back to where they were, right? He looks at Axelrod, and Axelrod is like, see, so you know they're telepathic. So suddenly he's like, wait, so you guys already knew about this? He's like, yes, we are well aware. They have been around and now. This part of the story is basically he's in a market, right? And he claims in his book, which I watched a video about, says that in the market, he saw a girl, which according to him was the most beautiful girl he's ever seen, right? And there was something. And again, the one unique thing was that this girl was emanating green, like a green aura or something like that. And in that market only, one of the twins comes back. He's like, chal, ja rahe hai apan. Now he takes them on a private jet to Antarctica or Arctic Circle, one of the two places. And when he tells his story to Axelrod, Axelrod is like, even Russia is fully aware of these things happening. Right from Russian pilots to like Russian cosmonauts, Falana Timka, they also have evidence of it. Everybody is trying to gather as much as possible and obviously gain some sort of advantage on it. He says at this point in time that at this spot that they were at in Arctic Circle / Antarctica, one of the two, he has actually seen a green and like a light emanating flying saucer type situation, which is popped up, right? And it was basically sucking in the water. And as soon as the alien spacecraft sensed their presence, apparently usne laser phaser mara hai. Aur in log bach ke wahan se nikal gaye aur Axelrod ne usko bola hai ki humko pata hai ki ye aate hai certain points on earth pe jaake earth se power harness karte hai. Now, this part of him seeing this lady and all of that jazz has been debunked as abhi chal, baithi ganga mein haath dho rahe type ki abhi bol raha hu to masala aur
thoda captain maar
dali deta hu. Ha, ki aliens haath dho rahe the na ganga mein,
but you should look sak kare uska actual scene hai. So you have people like him, Bob Lazar, so many people who claim to be inside and whose some part of their stories might sound outrageous and have or will be debunked, but there is a whole lot of things. Like Bob Lazar has been put through a lie detector multiple times.
Dude, but this story should be Koi Mil Gaya 2. Koi Fir Se Mil Gaya.
It's actually Koi Mil Gaya 6. Because
sorry, it's Koi Mil Gaya,
which is Krish 17.
It's actually Kauna Parrot 10. I don't know.
Because we are living in Newtonian physics and we follow normal maths, but they have reached a higher level of intelligence and their maths is different.
Dude, can I tell you about two other ways that we've tried to contact aliens? Okay, which aren't obviously as fantastic as the astral projection guy.
Arre, but main bahut gaya North India mein wedding mein wo gun marte ho. Yaar, nicha, himmat to nicha.
So basically, here are two things that we've done. Okay. One is that we have sent advertisements to aliens.
Kya aapke toothpaste pe namak hai?
Bro, imagine living.
Raat hi nahi hai, wo telepathically communicate kar raha hai usko.
Millions and millions of light years away, tu udhar baitha hai shanti se apne planet pe. Okay, and suddenly tere ko ek udhar se spam aata hai.
Yeah.
Deep space.
Non
जंगली रमी पे आ जाओ, जंगली रमी अभी उसके वैसे इनवेट करने आ रहे, क्योंकि मेरे को दिन में 10 बार बोलता है कि अरे आ जा जंगली रमी पे आ जा। और उसका सेलिंग पॉइंट क्या है, हमारे पास अलग अलग लैंग्वेज में कस्टमर सर्विस है। Why the fuck is that a selling point, bro? Your selling point
for the alien customer
service.
For the alien. In fact, if an alien takes membership there, they will have the best ad possible. Ki alien ke saath aap rummy khelye.
Yeah. No, dude. The other thing is ki aliens are also fried. Every time they see a signal from Kolkata, West Bengal.
The amount of phone calls I see: Ghaziabad, Uttar Pradesh, cut. कोलकाता वेस्ट बंगाल कट, हैदराबाद कट, मैं बॉम्बे भी हुआ तो भी नहीं उठाता फोन। आई मीन समबडी इज लेजिट ट्राइंग टू कॉल मी आल्सो, आई डोंट थिंक आई विल आंसर।
सो देयर वाज दिस, बेसिकली देयर वाज अ कंपनी कॉल्ड डीप स्पेस कम्युनिकेशंस नेटवर्क, ओके, इन 2005 दे डिसाइड टू शूट एन एड फॉर क्रेग्सलिस्ट, ओके, व्हिच वाज बेसिकली ऑल द क्रेग्सलिस्ट का जो लिस्टिंग्स है, दे शॉट दैट इनटू स्पेस, ओके, एंड द रीजन दे डिड दैट वाज because they said, the vice president defended his thing by saying that Craigslist is a representation of a wide cross section of society and it represents what people want and need in today's day and age. So for Craigslist, for those of you who don't know, is basically the OLX of America. Okay, so imagine
but you can also
very undependable, very
you put your own classifieds and all of that public udhar se assassin bhi hire karne ke liye dekhte
hain,
assassin to kill mother in law aisa likh ke.
So guys, can you imagine ki alien suna hai Craigslist aur सोचा हाँ ये अच्छा है, मैं अप्लाई करता हूँ इसके लिए 2000 million लाइट ईयर्स दूर। सर आपने नंबर मांगा,
नीड स्ट्रिपर फॉर हैंड पार्टी,
सर आपको प्लम्बर चाहिए, सर आपको प्लम्बर चाहिए, हाँ सर आपका पाइप में प्रॉब्लम तो लग रहा है।
Then we had another company, okay, called this was called CSXT, okay, Civilian Space Exploration, that's the X team. Okay, now what they did is that they built this giant antenna called the Intergalactic Transmitter, which used to run 24/7. And they created a website called talktoaliens.com. Do a phone line pe phone kar apna message bhej sakta tha. And it was pointed.
Hey, jaldi aana yaar, jaldi aaja please. Yeah. Mera kal homework due hai, lekin agar aaj alien invasion ho gaya to maths teacher maaf kar degi.
I just love how they are just frustrated. Just annoyed.
Yeah, this is angry. Huh, this is angry.
Do you think
that's why they're not contacting us?
इसलिए आके मिलते नहीं है, आ जाते हैं चुपचाप, पानी वानी मैग्नेटिक फील्ड ग्रेविटी लेके चले जाते हैं, बोलते मेरे को ज्यादा बात नहीं करना है।
So,
क्या यार आजकल जॉब्स नहीं मिल रहे हैं।
इंटरडाइमेंशनल ट्रैवल का प्लान कर रहा है और तू यहाँ पे बात कर रहा है जॉब की, साला एग्जाम पास नहीं हो रहा है।
So the other thing is now we have like you were saying na Thakur at one point ki one of the most definitive things that people use to justify alien is that there was one signal that came out in 1977 or thereabouts. It came from some unknown deep space location and no one could identify what this signal was and where it came from and who sent it, and it's unknown essentially. But they use it as proof ki there was some sentient life that was trying to communicate, right? And I just find it fascinating kyunki dude un log ka mobiles ka kya network range hoga dude.
Jio use kar rahe, Jio money. Jai Jio.
But a lot of bahut scientists ne bola hai ki I think Stephen Hawking was one of the people who said this. They say don't communicate, maybe yes. It's good that we are hidden away in this like really slightly weird part of the Milky Way, kyunki tum log you're drawing attention to something that might be a very vital resource. You may not know that life sustaining resources are very rare.
Pani wani sab kuch abhi dhaad wad bhi leke jayenge, plant parent ban gaye aliens, kya malum.
No,
wo bhi hai.
It's not just that. Huh. So what's interesting about his reasoning was this, and I fully like this is, I think, very close to reality and truth. So basically what he did was that to project what's going to happen next, one way to do that is to see what's happened before.
Mm.
Okay. So essentially what Stephen Hawking was saying was that every single time in human history, when an advanced civilization has made contact with a primitive civilization, they have never been kind-hearted, nice people who are like, let's help you guys grow together. They have been like, nahi, ab hum tera sab chori karenge, tereko enslave karenge, aur tera life ka vaat laga denge. Right? So he's like, just imagine, we have looked across our solar system, found nothing. We've not been able to send a human being past a certain point within our the orbit of the Earth. Now, just imagine something has come from so far away. Whoever comes from there is for sure going to be far more equipped and evolved and just a more advanced civilization.
No, so, they're going to come in, they'll be like, khanda nahi chor hu main, aaya ho to kuch leke jaunga. लिथियम सब लेके चले गए उधर, अपन बैठे कि अरे यार मुझे लगा कुछ होगा, नहीं छुट्टी अभी तेरे पास है ही नहीं, अभी क्या करें.
What if Gogo is like, what if, अच्छा, we keep imagining aliens as this weird, like थोड़ा funny वनी, आँख बड़ा आएगा, थोड़ा body ऐसा सुकड़ा उकड़ा आएगा. What if they're these like super funny looking guys, and it's just the first thing we look at them and we find them hilarious.
We have seen every iteration of what an alien can be, from big eyes, green, three fingers, you know, like, ha, wo wala tera actual alien movie ka jo hai, phir tere cute wale bhi aa gaye sab, jadoo bhi aa gaya hai, sab, matlab, every iteration, I think, what if they might just be like us?
I think they might be further away.
Yeah, there might be like something way beyond our. What if there's something that is not carbon
sab,
based?
Sab aise supermodel lag rahe hai ki sab aise aliens hai, sabke paas six pack hai. Wo to ghul mil gaye andar public ke sath. Wo malum hi nahi. Calvin Klein ke liye model kar rahe hai ye wo.
They are saying John Abraham is an alien.
Yeah,
Brad John Abraham. Yeah,
John Abraham, Giselle Bundchen. Ye sab alien hai.
So here's another very interesting thing about aliens and culture.
Aliens.
Okay. So there is a religion that is based in UFOlogy. Okay. Yeah. This religion, and it's not Scientology. Yeah. Scientology, by the way, is about one alien called Xenu who will descend and all that. But this is not, let me rephrase that. It's another religion that is based in UFOlogy. So this religion is called Raelism. Okay. Raelism. Now look this up on Wikipedia. It's a very interesting, fun thing. I'll just sum it up in one sentence. This is a UFO religion with liberal sexual views holding.
Funny how that works.
That's important to them.
First commandment is sex. Why sab log kar sakte hain mast maje mein. Ye sun ke aadhe log kya kehna sign up. Tab bhi iska registration kab hai? Batao sir, please. ये वाला खेलना
आपका फेस्टिवल अभी मना सकता हूँ क्या?
रोज मना सकते क्या बात है?
उसका BDSM नहीं, उसका ADSM है. Alien ADSM.
So it's a UFO religion with liberal sexual views, holding that all life on Earth was created in a scientific laboratory by extraterrestrials.
Sex. Oh,
by ETs, okay. The religion is this. They believe that there is a race of aliens called Elohim. Okay. And the Elohims created Elohim.
What about Elohers?
God knows. I have not deep dived into Elohim. But essentially what they're, the way they've gotten around the thing is that they've said that all the religions we've had so far on Earth, okay, they were all created by Elohims. They were created so that we are slowly introduced to the idea of the Elohim by one step by step introduction of religion, and finally they will reveal themselves. The other thing that they've done is that they have sought to build an embassy for the Elohim.
So visa lage. What will this embassy do? I want to know. तू वीजा के लिए अप्लाई कर सकता है, यू वांट असाइलम, विल दे गिव पॉलिटिकल असाइलम,
जब एलओएम लैंड करेंगे ना तो तेरे को वो लोग पूछेंगे एलओएम को कि कस्टम्स चैनल से जा पहले।
अरे सर मेरे पास डिप्लोमेटिक वीजा है, हमारा एम्बेसी इधर, आर यू श्योर? यस ब्रो, एलओएम का इधर है।
ये पार्किंग का चार्ज पड़ेगा। अरे नहीं सर, देखो ना पीछे वो लगा हुआ, हम लोग का अलग से।
सर हम पार्किंग नहीं करते सर, हम ग्रेविटी यूज करके हम ऐसे ऊपर ही
ऊपर, टेक्निकली रोड पे नहीं हम
कर सकते, तो वी आर नॉट टेकिंग अप एनी स्पेस सर। अरे वो हैंडीकैप का पार्किंग, अरे सर हम ले रहे हैं,
अरे उसके नीचे आ सकते हैं। हाँ उसके नीचे पार्क करो,
आप नीचे पार्क कर रहे सर,
उधर शेड भी है, शेड भी है अभी।
हाँ सर,
so yeah, and they basically tried to get one embassy going for Elohim. It's not successful so far. And okay. a launch pad and a landing pad for their spaceship.
One they want. So एक land pad कितना अच्छा, ये यही है, उंगली देंगे हाथ पकड़ेंगे ये लोग। एक 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 launch pad दिया ना, suddenly you'll see launch pads all over the world.
उनको 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 बोल, उनको बोल अडानी को पूछने, उसको वैसे भी सब एयरपोर्ट मिल रहे हैं आजकल, तो
एक एलोहिम इंटरनेशनल
को बोल दे कि तू अडानी एयरपोर्ट पे आ जा।
हेलो हेलो हेलो,
रिलीजन में
ओके। सो क्विकली जस्ट मूविंग ऑन फ्रॉम दिस रिलीजन, आई जस्ट वांट टू टॉक टू यू अबाउट, नाउ हियर्स द थिंग राइट, सो अक्रॉस द वर्ल्ड, अक्रॉस एवरी न्यूज चैनल इन द वर्ल्ड, all of them will broadcast some kind of news about aliens at some point or the other, 100%. It is the go-to thing to put out when there is a very slow news day. Okay, but in India, we have elevated this slow news day into an art form.
Or as Ashita calls it,
regular stream. Kya aliens aapke gaay ko chura rahe hain?
Yes, yes. So, if you were, if you were paying attention to the news in 2008, you 100% have seen this unbelievable headline that became one of the like definitions of the worst of TV news around that time, and remains one of the worst of TV news. It was an India TV 30-minute deep dive segment, a sting operation, if you will, on the topic
on aliens.
Yes, on the topic.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
क्या एलियंस पीते हैं गाय का दूध?
दूध,
ओके। नाउ दिस इज स्टिल अवेलेबल बाय द वे ऑन यूट्यूब। देयर इज वन गुड सैमरिटन हु हैज टेकन दैट फुटेज एंड ही हैज पुट इट अप बाय हिमसेल्फ। ओके, तो वो 30 मिनट का मस्त, गो प्लीज वॉच दैट, क्योंकि एंड ठाकुर दिस इज जस्ट फॉर यू। ओके, देयर इज इन दिस सेगमेंट, सो इट स्टार्ट्स बाय सेइंग कि ये देखिए, ये है न्यूज रिपोर्ट from across the world, Australia, Europe, etc. There are tens and thousands of cows that are being just abducted. Okay, and we have footage. Gaur se dekhiye ye footage. And then in cheap graphics, they show you one. Ek gaay hai, char rahi hai ghas. Yeah, spaceship comes, beam comes out, and the cow starts rising up into the spaceship. And as it's going up, you hear... नहीं नहीं न्यूज रिपोर्टर नहीं है, यू जस्ट सी द काउ गोइंग अप एंड यू हियर बैड एसएफएक्स ऑफ काउ डूइंग एज इट डिसअपीयर्स इनटू स्पेसक्राफ्ट। नाउ दे आर कॉन्स्टेंटली टॉकिंग अबाउट हाउ एलियंस आर डूइंग दिस एंड देन दे से अच्छा, अब इसके बारे में बात करने के लिए वी हैव स्पेस एक्सपर्ट प्रशांत।
स्पेस एक्सपर्ट,
या
नो एस्ट्रोफिजिसिस्ट, जस्ट स्पेस एक्सपर्ट।
इसकी क्वालिफिकेशन क्या है? ये ऊपर देखता है।
ये नहीं, ये इंटीरियर डिजाइनर है और एक्सटीरियर डिजाइनर भी। ही इज वेरी गुड विद स्पेस। इनको वास्तु भी अच्छा आता है। तो देखिए, मून का वास्तु फिलहाल अच्छा नहीं है। मून को अगर हम लोग इस तरफ डालेंगे तो सबका लक ज्यादा अच्छा हो जाएगा।
बट टू बी फेयर, स्पेस एक्सपर्ट प्रशांत वॉज द वॉइस ऑफ रीजन ऑन दिस कंप्लीटली अनहिंज शो। ओके, सो द न्यूज एंकर,
माय ओपिनियन,
the anchor would ask him ki to kya ye ho sakta hai, ye jo footage aapne dekha ye sahi hai? And he would be like, dekhiye jo log sochte hain aur kehte hain wo ek side pe rakhna chahiye, kyunki hame evidence pe hamare judgments base karne chahiye. Acha, moving on from
space oh expert, no
Prashant.
ma'am, I
have a space expert.
Prashant, hum aapke paas aayenge, aap boliye Vinod. हाँ, हमारी गाय को उस दिन एलियन लेके गए। करेक्ट
हाँ और बताइए विनोद एंड स्पेस एक्सपर्ट लेकिन मेरे को लगता है नहीं आप प्लीज चुप रहिए स्पेस एक्सपर्ट विनोद प्लीज लेट्स हैव मोर इन्फॉर्मेशन अबाउट द कार
और विनोद उधर इम्प्रोवाइज कर रहे हैं हम गायक गायक के साथ थे और ऊपर से आवाज आया
So can I tell you one more thing about this? In 2008, India TV was pushing boundaries by getting callers to call in on the news channel. So there's a guy who's called in. Sorry, there's a man who's called in because the guy was being abducted.
Abducted.
So the man has called in and he says, ye ho raha hai? Aise kaise ho sakta hai?
ये आपने जो कंप्यूटर ग्राफिक पे किया है आपकी आवाज नहीं सुनाई दे रही है हेलो 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 कट अनफॉर्चुनेटली टेक्निकल इश्यू के वजह से हम लास्ट की बात पूरी
नहीं कर पाए. Now here's the other piece of news. Okay, so there's another channel right now called News Nation. Dude, वो लोग ने सीधा एक segment डाल दिया है saying कि रशिया में उतरे and this is a real quote. रशिया में उतरे तीन आंख वाले aliens रे गन के साथ.
रे गन. They're calling it Ray.
And you know the beauty of this new segment was that they have put teen aankh wala alien a graphic right next to Putin because Russia.
Wow. Okay. तो डालना ही है. How can you further emphasize that this is a true story? You just put a Putin picture there. आप अपनी देख रहे देख Putin का photo side में डाला है तो confirm ये.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
भाई ये क्या ये प्रिमिटिव एलियन है भाई ऐसे क्या गले में रखी खींच रहा है सीधा उन लोग.
राइट ओके बॉयज सेकंड लास्ट वन राइट नाउ कीप योर जस्ट गेट रेडी राइट बिकॉज दिस वन इज इट जस्ट गेट्स वाइल्डर राइट. हियर इज द हेडलाइन इट सेज मिल गई एलियन की माशुका.
वाओ And who is this unfortunate lady जिसका बिना परमिशन लिए उन्होंने फोटो डाल दिया. कौन है ये बिचारी.
Not to be fair, this person was looking for attention. So this is a she's a British actress called Abby Bella. Okay, now during the lockdown, she claimed that she always wished to meet an alien, and then when she started having this wish, she started also seeing visions every night of a spaceship coming to her house.
और फिर देखे उसे aliens.
It gets better.
अच्छा गांजा फूकी Abby Daly.
Abby Bella.
Abby Bella.
Okay. Now she so one night the spacecraft comes and tells her that. Come to the usual spot tomorrow.
Spacecraft comes and tells her. Not the alien. A physical craft comes out. Hey, don't tell anybody. Come there. Abhe chujiye tu alien spacecraft mere khidki ke bahar hai kya? Don't tell anybody.
The next day, the next night, she is taken onto the craft. Now she says that I'm on this craft and there are these people, but I can't see them clearly. They're in some different, like it's just... It's such a weird experience. All I could see were blurry green shapes with very big eyes, and they had eyebrows.
Oh wow! Which was done properly at Enrich Salon.
So yeah. She says that she can't see them in their true form. Now, one alien falls in love with her.
Yeah.
And he says to her. He says to her that in our culture, it is forbidden to fall in love with a human, but I am willing to break all the rules.
For you. Yeah. So, must ganja phuka hai, madam.
Well, this is the romantics in space.
No, but so, it's, sorry, finish it.
So it basically ends with, so the alien tells her ki, you come with me. Okay, come with me on the spacecraft and we'll live happily ever after. And she says that I declined this invitation because I didn't know if he will ever let me come back to Earth.
Yeah, this is like the it is like going into an Uber at 11 o'clock at night in Delhi.
Then I told him that मैं तुम्हारे साथ नहीं आ सकती जब तक मुझे मेरे बाबा का आशीर्वाद नहीं मिल जाए. फिर वो एलियन आके उसके घर पे रहने लग गया, काम करने लग गया. फिर एक दिन जा रहा था अपने एंटी ग्रेविटी स्पेसक्राफ्ट के ऊपर आफ्टर द फादर फाउंड आउट दैट ये तो एलियन है. और फिर उसने उसको जाने दिया और फिर
जा अभी जा
और भाग रहे उसके पीछे एबी बेला. लेकिन
अदर
एबी बेला कांट हार्नेस द पावर ऑफ एंटी ग्रेविटी, इसलिए फिलहाल धरती पर ही है.
अदर अदर एक कर देना अमरीश पुरी.
हाँ जा जा गैबी जा, जी ले अपनी एलियन जिंदगी. अरे क्या बोलता है मुझे कुछ समझ कुछ समझ ही नहीं आता. एक दो न्यूक्लियर बम भेज देना मिस्टर इंडिया को मारने के लिए.
ये तो भारी क्रॉस. डीडीएलजी मीट मिस्टर इंडिया मीट्स ईटी
मीट्स कोई मिल गया.
अभी सच बता, अगर ये किसी ने सुना तो उनको क्या लगेगा कि अभी बेला ने गांजा फूका कि हम लोग ने.
बट यू नो द बेस्ट पार्ट इज I don't know if she did this only for this pun, but it is the fucking best. She says, nice. So now I am in a long distance relationship.
Oh,
wow. Wo rehta hai dusre galaxy mein.
And here is proof. He just WhatsApped me this morning with a flower emoji.
Okay.
I like that WhatsApp chal raha hai udhar. And like end to end. I would love those WhatsApp chats to be leaked. On some videos.
Let's okay, destroy the
news channel.
No, we can't just go to another planet and destroy it. No, we have to harness their energy.
Ye dekhiye, ye alien ne likha hai. Maal hai. What is maal? What is maal? Maal means nuclear maal.
Yeah, nuclear maal. Lithium, water, gold.
So, okay, guys. This is the last one, all right, from this, all these news items. And it's my favorite one. Okay, so it's 2008 again. This was the peak of India TV and alien coverage. Okay, so in 2008, there was also one more person who was at his absolute peak. His name was Himesh Reshamya.
Nice.
Okay. Spacecraft mein uske gaane
he saw aliens.
No, so the India TV did a whole segment, which, by the way, I can't find online. So they have actually scrubbed it from everywhere. But I managed, because this is the internet set, so I managed to find out the source. And here is the thing. So the news story was that aliens liked Himesh Reshamya's music, and which is why he was about to be abducted by aliens.
I wish he was.
Now, hear this. Okay, this all of this came from the director of the Yavatmal Center for Extraterrestrial Research.
No way. How
is it like
this?
A particular album or
what
they like
is happening?
Music, blanket liking of music.
Oh, what is happening?
Can you guess? Can you guess the logic?
Who the fuck is that nasal?
Yes.
That's the common tongue / nose.
I have found it.
There you go. So, now listen to this, okay? This came from the director of the Yavatmal Center for Extraterrestrial Research, Mr. Ramesh Mahadik. Mr. Ramesh Mahadik was the author of Udan Tashkari, Ek Ansulji Paheli, which was a book, okay? Now, he has been following Himesh's music closely. And he says...
And he's gone psychotic listening to that BPM and that nasality, if that's a word, of the voice. It started affecting his brain function.
He says that Himesh is going to be the point man for contact with ETs.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Representative.
Sound the alarm because...
Yeah, hum log mar gaye. What do the aliens think? This is how we all talk. They come in and they're like, oh, it's like, dude, kya baat kar rahe ho? This is how you talk. This is how they assume everybody.
Drop you unconditionally.
So he says that Himesh could easily disappear and come back as the ambassador for their race.
Wow. Guys, guys, please go to Himesh's Instagram. Okay.
Let's do this.
Let's do this, bro. This is to chal milin.
Wait. Okay. Wait. Before you say, let me just complete this and tell you what the logic behind it was. All right. So the director for ET Research says that the ultra supersonic frequencies generated by Himesh's high pitched nasal singing is another reason for Himesh being the likely choice. I just love this sentence. He says, Mahadik believes it's only a matter of time before Himesh is beamed into space.
I like Himesh. We are sending Himesh. The aliens are not even bothering to come. Hum aisa seedha delivery.
We will voluntarily sacrifice Himesh for the greater good. But like Himesh udhar jayega aur fir aliens se baat kar aur fir aliens usko pooch rahe, are we buddies or are we fuck buddies? और उसको समझा रहे कि भाई देख हम लोग आ रहे हैं फर्स्ट कांटेक्ट के लिए और ये कांटेक्ट तू करने वाला है तो प्लीज कर दे. और फिर हिमेश
उनको
बोलता है जय माता दी लेट्स रॉक. और फिर
हिमेश रिक्शा लेके आता है, स्काई से रिक्शा लेके आता है हिमेश, लैंड करता है.
नो बट वेट वी हैव टू डू दिस बिकॉज दिस इज ब्रांड न्यू इन्फॉर्मेशन टू मी. आई नेवर हर्ड ऑफ दिस. मैंने गाय भैंस ये सब सुना था लेकिन मैं हिमेश हम लोग का
आई थिंक दैट्स व्हाई इट्स द सेम साउंड्स. इट्स द सेम साउंड्स. That's what's happening.
But guys, we have to do this. I think we should create Himesh's Instagram and you can go and comment saying the internet said so, sent us here. We thank you for being the world's point contact for
ambassador
for talking to aliens.
Thank you for being the world's ambassador for alien contact.
Thank you. But please thank mention you. The internet said so send you here. You can tag us.
Yes.
We like all of that because this deserves it. Chal, Milind Soman ko bhi maine message kar diya hai, to uska response. But Himesh, the point contact for alien communication with Earth just like blew my mind. And I don't think anything else we'll say after this. It's been going to come close to what this last piece of info was. So I think it's perfect time to end the episode. Thank you guys so much for watching. If you have any alien theories, alien stories, or if you've been abducted by aliens, please let us know in the comments. Please also, do this Himesh task if you can.
Which celebrity would you like to be the point of contact?
And why? Maza aega. So, ye karke dekhte hai. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Internet Said So. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, share it with your friends, share it with your family. Mostly share it with people you hate. Share it with aliens. And that's it. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you again next week. Before we go, guys,
yes.
Your shows.
Yeah.
Do you have a play, Adar?
No, I don't have a play right now. On 12th March, I'll put the link down. Because we've just decided to do the show, me and Anirban and Punit Panya are doing a show in Mumbai, and it's going to be a really nice auditorium show. So we'll put up the links very, very soon. So I'll put the links down in the description. Also, I tried to find Alien Monkeys, but the only thing I found is a cartoon. So you can go check out Alien Monkeys, a really fun cartoon.
Also, as usual, if you like long-form storytelling, then Secondhand Stories is in production. Come by, become a member of the channel, doing live recordings, and then there will be other perks as well. Basically, do it. Otherwise, Himesh will become the point of contact.
Please fucking buy tickets for my India tour. I mean, they're almost gone, but whatever's left, please get your hands on it ASAP. I would love to come and see you guys in person. And I want you guys to come and see me in person. So, all the links for everything we've just said is down. And yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for watching. Until next week. Bye-bye. Good night. Tata. Take care. Salame ish. And...
oh.
How do you even make that noise?
Oh,
no, not that noise.
Lotus.
Not that noise. The...
भाई ये बंद क्यों नहीं हो रहा है नमन? रिकॉर्डिंग बंद कर दे। कौतुक तू रिकॉर्ड कर रहा है? कौन रिकॉर्ड कर रहा है?
वी
देख
कैन
बाबा
ऑल
के
स्टार्ट
बंदे
इट
कैसे
नाउ।
ऐसे हो जाते हैं। बाबा वापस आ जा बाबा।